Mr. Walker, recognized for 5 minutes.
Chairman Teaberry, Ranking Member Maloney, and members of the Joint Economic Committee, thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony today regarding encouraging entrepreneurship growth. Today, my name is Tom Walker. I'm CEO of Rev One Ventures, located in Columbus, Ohio. Today, I'd like to visit with you about a very successful approach to creating high-growth startups in the country, and we'll target specifically Columbus, Ohio. Rev One Ventures is a seed-stage investor that combines investment capital and strategic services to help entrepreneurs build great companies. We are a true public-private partnership created as a 501c3 focused solely on that mission. How can we help high-growth entrepreneurs create businesses in our backyard that can thrive for years to come? We know that connecting and leveraging the assets in our backyard can have a tremendous effect if you connect them to entrepreneurs and then help them start their companies, and that's been our focus. In Columbus, we have a strong mix of assets. We have terrific research institutions in the Ohio State University, the Nationwide Children's Research Institute, Battelle Memorial Institute, and the Ohio Health Network, as well as a tremendous corporate base, 14 Fortune 1000s, and then a whole host of companies a tier below that are just very significant. As the 15th largest state, Ohio benefits from a strong and growing economy. Back in 2012, the assets were strong, but the startup economy was not. The Columbus region was not on the map for generating new businesses. If we fast forward to 2016, in just a few years, we've accomplished what some regions have taken decades or more to do, receiving national validation in that time frame. In fact, Columbus is ranked number one region in the country in 2016 for scaling startups on a per capita basis and the fastest growing city for startup activity in 2015. And Columbus ranked number four in the U.S. for growth entrepreneurship in 2016's overall Kauffman Index. Rev One was recently named the most active venture investor in the Great Lakes region between 2012 and 2015 by PitchBook. And just a few weeks ago, CB Insights ranked Rev One as the number one investor in Ohio. We are on pace to generate a $2 billion economic impact to our region just through the startup companies that we're helping to launch. So how did we do this? Well, the state of Ohio has had a very aggressive and very innovative program called the Ohio Third Frontier Program. And that program provides state matching dollars to the private sector for starting new seed funds for the sole purpose of providing services to new high-growth startups in that region. Rev One is fortunate to be able to access those state dollars, but it encourages us to bring in private match to do that, to accomplish the mission that we work so very hard on. The centerpiece of our strategy is connecting those assets in our backyard that I mentioned previously. So how can we work to bring the successful corporate and research base to bear to help the entrepreneurs and the startup community? We then provide startups world-class mentoring, capital, and access to customers. We then invest in the brightest opportunities to attract talent and capital to our region. As an example, through innovation partnerships like the Ohio State University and Nationwide Children's Research Institute and Ohio Health, we are helping spin out more technology opportunities into the marketplace that are based on federal research dollars. So we're really starting to move the needle in commercialization in our region. So the federal government can be a catalyst for momentum in this area. Entrepreneurs need help. The private sector won't bear 100% of the cost for a region to scale and be competitive. So public sector has to invest where it can be a catalyst. There's a dramatic gap in capital and support for startups outside of regions such as Silicon Valley, New York, Boston, and Austin. As we've proven in Ohio through the Ohio Third Frontier Program, there are proven ways that government can be a catalyst for new company startups and growth by providing early stage capital and services that attract matching capital from angels, venture capitalists, and corporations. The federal government has done this before. The State Small Business Capital Incentives Program, SSBCI, through the Treasury Department, helped regions raise capital that couldn't otherwise access. SSBCI no longer exists, but it's something the federal government could explore doing again. If Congress were to pursue this type of program, we would suggest following best practices of states such as Ohio that use a proven stringent metrics that can show a return on investment and access to private sector dollars. A few final thoughts on areas of federal policy this committee may wish to consider. The U.S. should maximize federal investment in research dollars to incent development of new businesses. The committee should explore innovations based on federally funded research to include some portion of their scoring process focused on commercialization of technology. Continue to evaluate and make less bureaucratic the FDA approval process for medical technologies. These companies face a unique set of challenges in garnering federal approval through the FDA before getting their products into clinical trials and ultimately to the marketplace. And finally, continue to monitor the recent federal changes to the U.S. patent system. One of the biggest threats to entrepreneurs and those that invest in them is adequately protecting the intellectual property of startup companies and also continuing to make the process more streamlined. Chairman T. Berry, and Ranking Member Maloney and members of the committee, thank you very much for your time.